Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, God Wants You Well, already in progress.
Look what the Lord says here. If you keep His laws, the law of faith, and you walk in the law of love, length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Now, He said, length of days. How long would you like to live? Have you ever thought about telling the Lord how long you'd like to live and be in good health? I mean, since He is a God, a faith God, you know, most of us think if we get to be 60, 70, 75, oh, Thurman's 75, man, you know he's over the hill. Is that what people think? Absolutely. They don't have a clue, do they?
I want to live in good health for the day He calls me home.
Amen. Now we can do that. That is available. You know, here's the thing we got to get back to thinking. If God made us the first go around and put us on this earth and the average man lived over 900 years. I mean, we read about that in the scripture, right? So if they lived over 900 years and then sin finally got them, you know, in fact, I think Noah was, like, what was he, 450 years old when he had his first son? In other words, if you don't even have your first son till you're 500, man, you know, I mean, I got a ways to go, you know, but, you know, today we don't think like that. This body is supposed to regenerate itself. It is not supposed to die or be sick, but you just start talking to Christian people. How much faith do you have? Well, I have lots of faith. How long do you think you're going to live? Well, you know, according to God's will, whatever He wants. How would you like to live 70 years? 70 years? Man, that's a long time. I don't know about 70 years. Wow. That's the way people think. I'm telling you, people think wrong. Now, the scripture clearly says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Is that what he said? So if I think I can live to be 100, then what's wrong with me? Maybe God's over saying, well, son, I had planned 120 for you, but you won't, you know, but you won't believe me. Is that right? I really think from looking at the first scriptures that we have that when God made man and woman, He made us to last forever, forever. And we're supposed to be in good health. Because if we keep His law, if we obey Him, walk in the law of love and meditate on this book, it's going to add the length of days. You know, some people get up in the morning and they go to work at 9 and they quit at 3. You know that? They got a short day. Why do they work so short? Because they don't have the energy to work more than 5 or 6 hours. Some people, when they start getting a little older, they will tell you, well, I can't do that. You know, I used to do that 20 years ago, but I can't do that no more. Well, you'd be amazed what you can do. You would be amazed what you can do. You know, we're in the process of building a building over at the other property, and it's a 15-foot wall, 15-foot high walls, and the building's 70 foot long and 55 foot wide. And when we were putting that up there, I had two guys on the ground shoving them big long sheets of iron up to the edge of the top and then over the truck. And then I would grab a hold of one of those sheets and I would drag that sheet all the way across there. Did I not, Ben?
Yes, you did.
Because Ben was one of the guys down on the ground helping raise those things up there. And of course, it was nice and cool those days too, wasn't it, Ben?
105.
Oh, 105. That's all it was. Oh, my goodness. So here's what the news, if you listen to the news, you know, if you're elderly, now I don't know what elderly is, but if you're elderly, you know, and I think that's supposed to be 60 or above. Today it was 105 degrees. If you're elderly, you need to be under the air conditioner so you don't have a stroke. See, that's the way we talk. Well, see, I don't know that, and so I don't have to worry about it. So I can be up there on a roof. I had two or three friends of mine that found out when we were building the building and saw me up on the roof pulling those sheets over. They said, Thurman, you're crazy. You know, at your age, you need to be down inside under the air conditioner. I said, so what's these young boys supposed to do? They supposed to do all the work? I said, no, just because I'm a little older than them don't mean I can't do just as much work as they can. I believe that I can do all things. Because as I believe in my heart, so I'm going to be. So just look at this. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. I can't think of anything better than those things right there in that list. Can you? So what do you have to do to make that come to pass? You have to do the first part. Forget not my law of faith. The law of faith. You've got to realize that whatever you say with your mouth, you've got to believe it with your heart. That's the law of faith. I want to take you to Mark 11:24, and I want to tell you a story about my granddaughter and how I use this scripture. Look at this wonderful, awesome promise in Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. It's an awesome promise, isn't it? Do you know how many people I've met that know that and believe that? Not a lot. We say we do. In fact, I preached out at a nursing home out in Graham a few years ago. And when I walked in that day, there was only about a dozen people there. But the lady that was running it had got healed and here at one of my ministry meetings. And so she wanted me to come teach all of the elderly people. And some of them were as young as 65 that were in this retirement home. And of course, you know, it's been a few years ago. So, but anyway, I was probably 60 years old myself at that time, pretty close. But anyway, I asked these people, are you all Christians? And every one of those dozen or 14 or whatever it was people said, yes, we're Christians. I said, do you all have any faith? And I remember this one lady, she said, Mr. Scrivener, I am a Southern Baptist. I was raised in a church, and I'm telling you, I have great faith. I said, okay, good. I love it when people have great faith. So in the process of the day, I told them the story about my granddaughter and how she got killed in a car wreck when she was 3 years old. How many of you have ever heard this story in its fullness? Make sure you get a copy of Caitlin's Miracle 2. It will really amaze you, that story. She was technically killed in a car accident. In fact, tomorrow is exactly 13 years ago when it happened. She was killed on Saturday. Yeah, but it's been, you know, it's amazing. The 13th of October of 2001. So that's when it happened. Yeah, 2001. Yeah, so. But anyway, when you walk into the hospital and they tell you that your grandchild has the brain stem severed, the eyes jerked out of the brain, the skull is crushed in 5 places, her head is twice its size, every organ in her body is damaged, her right knee is crushed and her left leg broken right below her knee and right above her ankle. We're sorry, sir, it's over. What do most of us say? It's over. We agree with the doctor. But I didn't agree with the doctor. I didn't agree with the doctor at all. In fact, I'm gonna go from where we are right now to John 15:7, because in John 15:7, that's the first verse I quoted when I walked into that hospital when they told me my granddaughter couldn't live. Look what it says. Now, you notice here, it has a word that is the biggest word in the whole Bible. If. That is a big word, is it not? If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Is that an awesome promise? Now, can God lie to us? No, he cannot lie to us. So, but you notice there's a requirement, right? I have to abide in him, right, brother? And his words has to abide in me, is that right? So that means I'm going to be spending some time in that book, right? I can't be a normal man. A normal man, Christian man, I'm talking about Christian men, I'm not talking about the world. They don't spend no time in God's Word. But I'm talking about the average, common, normal Christian man. Just like Dave. When Dave was a great Christian man, going to church and everything, and serving God, tithing and everything else, and it took 20 months to get healed, when he went to the Lord and asked him, Lord, why did it take so long for me to get healed? This was God's answer. Dave, I don't know who you are. He said, Lord, what do you mean you don't know who I am? I go to church every Sunday. I tithe. He said, oh, I know. I go to church with you. I know exactly what you do all the time. He said, Dave, you and I have no intimacy. He said, you may spend 15 minutes a week in my word. Maybe. Now, I don't know about you, but 15 minutes a week ain't very much. Is that true? 15 minutes? But you know, some people don't spend 15 minutes. Some people take the Bible home from church, lay it down, never open it when they're in church, lay it down, and from there till next Sunday, they never open it again. It lays right there and collects dust. And you want to know why you can't get your prayer answered from God? Because he says, if you remain in me, and if my words remain in you, So to put His Word in you, how much time are you going to have to spend in His Word? How much? A whole lot, right? Would you think you could get this done with 10 minutes a day? How about an hour a day? That'd be better, wouldn't it? That'd be an improvement. How about a couple hours a day? How about 2.5 or 3 hours a day? Now we're getting somewhere, right? And if you want to spend more, now like Dave has told many times, I spent from 5 to 15 hours a week in God's Word for 10 years before He spoke to me the first time. You know, that's a lot of time. But I had no idea He was going to ever speak to me. That wasn't even in my vocabulary. I went to a church that did not teach that God talks to His people. I started reading the Bible after I got back from Vietnam, and the Lord allowed me to live through that. So when I got back, I started reading God's Word, and as I'm reading His Word, I'm learning things that's beyond my wildest dreams. This book is full of the most awesome stuff I've ever seen in my life. And so I thought, wow, look at what's in here. And this is one of the verses I learned. If you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Now then, if I walk up there and my granddaughter is laying there and she's 3 years old and she's tore all to pieces like I just got through explaining to you, and three doctors done a complete analysis of her, and all three of them said, I'm sorry, Mr. Scrivener, it's over for Caitlin. It's done. When we pull the life support, she'll decease. So there's anything you can do. I said, oh yeah, there is something I can do. I mean, I'm not a normal Christian. What do I have? The Word of God. Amen. What did He say I could ask for? Amen. Well, do you think that this case is a case beyond the ability of God? Is He the one that put us all together in the first place? Is He the one that knit us together in our mother's womb and all them little tiny pieces? You know, when you see a baby at a certain point, them little strings look like from a heart, you think, how does all that wind up in the right place? How does that happen? Only God. That's the only answer you got. God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's teaching in its entirety, entitled God Wants You Well, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.